Blog Talk Radio.
Dude, I have no idea what's going on with BG.
You know, last night it did something like that too. I was like listening in the chat room before the show started. And it was like, Blog Talk Radio. And it hadn't even started our countdown for us yet. I was like, what?
I don't know what's going on with you, BT, but y'all gonna owe us some something.
Your mistakes.
Good morning, lovely people. Did you miss us?
I missed you. I missed us.
I did.
We got a show last night, but, you know, wasn't the same. Morning interactions.
Yes, yes. Where we get to talk to you lovely people out there. Man, juicy. Oh, my God, the news is so delicious. I'm just elevating.
Awesome things going on. Well, I say awesome. There's so many crazy things going on today.
Dude, oh.
There are some fights going down.
It's getting ready for the winter. I can feel it coming. We're going to have an early winter this year, in case y'all didn't know.
As long as it waits until after I'm done moving.
I'm sorry to tell you, Ginger, it's not going to wait until after you're done moving.
No.
My Nana has called it. She says her bones are aching.
Girl, and I agree. Like I said, the weather has been crazy around here. I mean, I'm used to it still being like hot constantly here. No, and it's getting cold tonight. It's getting cold morning. It was all misty and foggy. It's still foggy outside, and it's like 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. So early winter. You know what I would like to say? Somebody find me a rooting program for my droid, because I can't take it anymore.
Yeah. Okay. I'll ask. I know who has one.
I got to do it. This scavenger has got to come off my phone. Scavenger, you know what? I appreciate that you want to update whenever you feel like it, but this is getting on my nerves.
I know, right? Because they make your phone go dead just for, like, nothing. It's like,
oh, no, it's full. It's suddenly full. It just gets full every time. And it doesn't matter how much extra space I actually have. It gets full because of scavengers.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Jesus.
And I've deleted so much crap off my phone. I mean, because I have the, my Xperia Play, which is awesome. They came with a ton of games that I'll never play because I don't like those games. I have other games that I've downloaded.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I need your phone company to stop putting stuff on there.
You know, if we want it on there, give us the choice. Otherwise, we don't want it on there.
Yeah, it should come with a little voucher that says these programs are free. If you'd like to have them, go ahead and download them from the store.
And
that would be much better.
Yes.
And if I want to try them, I should be able to take them off. Stop forcing me to do stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
In the not fun way.
Bondage ride, rawr.
I forgot about, you guys didn't see, you didn't listen to the show last night, you missed what bondage bride means. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, wow, the video was hot.
Yes, you missed it. Too bad, so sad for you. And you.
Mm-hmm. That was amazing. It was so good, though. It was so good. Y'all should have been there. All right, so I think they're here for some news, maybe. And I heard you say something about you had some breaking news, some awesome news.
I got a bunch of breaking news. So, wait a minute. Okay, I'm looking at shoes. Wrong page. Okay, so I'm always looking at shoes. It's all about the shoes. So, in case you guys haven't heard this morning, and this comes courtesy of our friend Quiet. You know what? I'm going to mess up your name, Quaisha. Quaisha Thornton posted this up on Google Plus this morning, and I had to share. Thank you so much, Quaisha. Quaisha? Is it Quaisha? Quaisha? Sorry. Miss Thornton. There you go. Miss Thornton sent this over Google Plus this morning, and it seems NBC News is also reporting that because of Facebook stock price hitting new lows on a daily, there's some criticism of the social network's founder and chief executive, Mark Zuckerberg. Some media outlets are going so far as to say the Wall Street investors are wanting him to step the F down. That's right. Step aside, Zuckerberg. A report in USA Today, for example, says an emerging parlor game in Silicon Valley is speculation on the job status of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, given the decline in Facebook share price, which hit an all-time low Monday morning of $18.75 per share. making for a decline of almost 51% from its initial public offering of $38. It wouldn't be surprising if all the investors were frustrated with the company's management, but they should take a longer view, according to Aaron, who's a professor at New York University Stern School of Business. If you want us to say your name properly, call us. He says, I am sure Zuckerberg could use help to navigate the path of being a publicly traded company. He said, but in terms of charting the course of the company, I strongly believe they should be looking at the long term and not the short term. He also explained that the company is still in a state of evolution. It may have become a public company, exposing itself to the demands of Wall Street and quarterly earnings targets too quickly. That's what I said this morning. He said it's critical for investors to give Facebook time. He said Facebook is potentially a hugely valuable company that might need more gestation. He said at this stage, you want leadership to be led by someone who believes in the company's long-term prospects and understands the founding vision of the company, someone who is passionate about building Facebook into the multi-hundred-billion-dollar company it could be, rather than a seasoned executive who is managing Wall Street's earning expectations. Says one concern may be that employees, many of whom may own shares in the company, are less motivated because they now realize that their stock options are worthless when they were granted. As early investors sold their shares last week, a lockup period for share sales expired. Zuckerberg sought to mollify employees' concerns about his company's sinking stock price, acknowledging that the sharp decline in the stock price is painful to watch. Said despite worry over Facebook's stock slide, investors had better get used to Zuckerberg's leadership, as any shareholder revolt against him isn't likely to be successful. The company's dual-class share structure means that the Facebook founder controls over – thank you, God, I was worried about that – over half of the company through Class B shares, which have 10 times the voting power of Class A shares. If you want to know more about the stock market, read up Class A, Class B,
yes,
Class B shares.
He's going to be able to hold on to his company.
Yeah, he's smart. Thank God. And not thank God for that, but I just hate – he's so young. He's only 28.
He is. But people, seriously, when this happened, what were you thinking? Were you not remembering MySpace and whatever came before MySpace?
Nobody remembers.
I just remember the really gaudy, blingy stuff everywhere. And
there was
Geo Worlds or Geo
– yeah, Geocities, yes.
You
also had Homefront, I think, and Home at AOL or something like that. There's a bunch of them that didn't do well. And he's – okay, speaking business-wise, Facebook is awesome. They've been doing surveys. And some of you, if you've knocked into your Facebook page as of late, you see the new surveys. They are asking your opinion. Give it to them. Now is the time for you to speak up. But the rest of this business – I think he's right. It's too early for them. I think they should not have gone public yet. I think they should have waited a while.
You very well may have been right, because this is kind of nuts.
I was that day. I was thinking I should buy some stock, and I said, no, I think I'm not gonna do that.
I think I'm gonna wait just a little bit.
I'm not going to do that, I think.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to just hang back and watch and see, because I didn't see that. Zynga's another one where I saw this is probably not a good fit, because Zynga didn't have they didn't have their eggs in a basket. And as much as I bitch and complain about EA, I own stock in EA, so I can gripe all I want.
Yeah.
They're spending my money, EA.
Well, my deal as I was looking at this was like, you don't really have anything. You don't have anything worth.
Yeah, that's exactly the thing. Same with Zynga. You don't have anything. Facebook is pretty much a beefed up MySpace, and they're saying, well, we can go toe to toe with Google, but you can't really. Facebook is not a browser.
Now you don't have. What am I trying to say? They don't have a product so much. You know, it's all hype and it's all popularity. If you lose your popularity, it's over.
Yeah, you have nothing else going for you. If nobody's coming to Facebook even to play games, then you have nothing. Whereas Google is in all of our lives for good. It's on your phone. It's on your TV now. It's on your computer. You know, it's a browser. You really cannot escape Google. Same with Microsoft. They're, you know, again, we gripe about them, but they're smart. They put all their eggs in other baskets into things that you cannot do without. Microsoft even more so than Google. You need your Microsoft Word. They got Skype locked up, so they have something else that you have to have. You don't actually have to have Facebook. People like Facebook, but the kid that's going to invent the next Facebook again is in elementary school, and he's already dreaming it up now.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes along, he's going to wipe Zuckerberg off the map. I hate to say it, but Zuckerberg, you got to do something else and quick, I mean, quickly. Think of some other way to put Facebook. Putting it on the phone is not going to help you because you don't, as Ginger said, have a product. It's not there. It's a place.
Yeah. It's an imaginary product. It doesn't actually exist, and nobody seems to want to believe that.
It wasn't smart. Same with you, Zynga. You had a product on a virtual product. You had nothing, pretty much, and you went public. You had no other games. There's no other anything that anybody really wants to play. It was in the perfect place on Facebook, granted, being casual games, but you really should have probably grabbed up some more, maybe some kids out of, Indie Games Market has some kids that are fresh out of school and adults, too, that are fresh out of school that have some great gaming ideas. You could have taken that money before you went public and grabbed one of them and said, we're going to put out a game, not on Facebook, that you can play on Xbox or PlayStation or, you know, your...
Yes, exactly, yes.
But you didn't.
No, they didn't, and so all of this is happening. All right, EA.
The devil.
See, people, this is why... Ooh, sorry. Yep. Why you never team up with EA, because they kill your business. They do. They really do. EA quietly laying off PopCap employees. Not quietly enough, because we heard about it.
Yes, right.
Uh-huh. According to a report over on Develop, EA has been quietly laying off employees at its PopCap studio in Seattle, Washington for the last several months. The information comes by way of VG247, citing an anonymous source close to the situation. The secret source tells VG247 that that a number of employees have been quietly let go for the past several months. It follows a tweet from Duke Nukem creator George Broussard yesterday on Twitter. He hinted that something bad was happening at the studio. I think PopCap will struggle to be successful in an EA world that demands more products, squeezing IP dry and less dev time. I could have told y'all this. Nobody ever listens to me until bad things happen. You know what? Seriously, it should be like mandatory that these game companies listen to our show. Because you see this, and then we're like, you know what? We already see what's going to happen. This is going to be exactly what happens. We see the foreshadowing. We're good at this. Nobody ever listens to us. Anyways, PopCap declined to comment on the story. EA acquired the casual games developer last July for $750 million. Mm-hmm. The company is best known for creating Plants vs. Zombies and other popular casual titles for PC, the web, Facebook, and mobile devices. Wow. We're so sorry, but yeah, I could have told you that if you take your company to EA and you let EA get their grubby little hands on it, this is exactly what's going to happen.
Amen.
This is just bad. This is so, so bad. And you guys should have known better.
Well, they should, but they don't. This right here is ridiculous. I'm not understanding. But more news on EA. Another juicy story.
Oh.
Which I told Ginger about right before the show. EA. Ooh, we got to get some fight music or something. I don't know. We got to, because this is just too good. EA feels like they should champion us gamers. That's right. EA says we're standing up for the industry against Zynga, the evil threat. EA's COO Peter Moore has revealed the why the publisher has started a legal battle against Zynga over game cloning and how the incident affected its developers. He says, when we looked at the bill, we felt somewhat affronted by what we saw.
What we saw
as copyright infringement. I love the affronted. We were affronted. Moore said this to Eurogamer. He says, we also feel... from an industry perspective, that a number of these things have happened before related to Zynga, but there's never been a company that has the wherewithal and the resources to take it to the next level. We do. Peter, really? We filed a lawsuit against Zynga at the start of the month, claiming the bill showed willful copyright infringement and stated design choices, animations, visual arrangements, and character motions and actions have been directly lifted from The Sims Social. He says, we're defending our Maxis studio and we're standing up for the industry. The roots of what we do as an industry is creative, from the minds of the people who sit there and build storylines and characters and mesh it all together and work hard to do it. Really, The Sims Social, The Sims has no storyline, Peter. That's why people like it. They make their own story. But anyway, he says, you take years to do that. And when you see somebody, quite frankly, take months replicating what you've done, you're upset. Months? So should they have taken years? He says, we're upset, and we were upset for Maxis. And we've been... This is what I imagine him doing.
Wow.
He says, we've seen enough of it from an industry perspective with smaller publishers and developers who also put their hands up and said, this is not right, but I don't know what to do about it. We do. Eurogamer noted that EA has received support from the decision from indie studios like Nimblebit, which was itself a victim of Zynga cloning. He says, we've got a lot of that, and the teams respond to that. And privately, we've had a lot of feedback directly to our teams, to Lucy Bradshaw in particular, who's well known in the industry. Yes, she is. We bow to the Lucy, who's also, and she's more than, she more than anybody has been a part of The Sims since Will Wright's days of creating it. She was upset about it, and we decided to do something about it. And yes, privately, the industry has sent us nice messages of support. We are a creative industry, and your tools should be your mind and the digital tools to create the characters. It shouldn't be a photocopier, and that's what we saw there.
I'm going to be the person who sits back over here and throws popcorn on both sides. Zynga?
Zynga. I'm throwing the popcorn.
You've got nothing original of your own anyways, and you're sinking.
Wait, let me tell you why this is absolutely hilarious to me. EA? You have copied, bought out people, lest I take you back to the days of Theme Hospital, Theme Roller Coaster. Some of the things that you borrowed came from Sid Meier. Anybody remember Sid Meier's Golf and Pirates? Same thing. If you go play the original Sid Meier's Golf, a Sim Golf, same. You will actually hear Simlish. You all didn't. You didn't originate all of this, okay? So you stole and bought and borrowed as well, okay? Two, what also makes this funny is there's another game out there that borrows heavily from The Sims, but it is an adult version, and they say nothing. I'm willing to bet they own stock in the company that made it. Anybody out there ever played the game called Singles? Yeah, some of you are like...
Oh, I'm all muted. Some are like, no, what the hell
is
Singles?
Okay, The Singles is like The Sims, but it's a very adult, meaning when they have sex, it is not blurred out.
Oh.
It's actually, yeah, it's a whole lot of bow chicka wow wow. It's not blurred out. People are all naked up under the covers, on top of the covers, in the shower, whatever.
What?
Yes, but it is the same game. Why did you not go after them?
Wow.
I'm just curious.
Because they were too busy playing the bow chicka wow wow.
They were too busy playing themselves. That's why.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
That is digital porn that you can interact with. What?
Yeah.
So, no, EA, we are not, I am not impressed by your standing up for us. But thank you for the stock boost.
Wow.
My pocket appreciates it.
Just called you out.
My pocket appreciates it.
Wow.
I can't believe, Peter. You know what? If you're going to sue somebody, honestly, with the industry the way it is now, just keep it quiet. We really don't care. We don't care. We don't care if you go after Zynga. We don't care if they go after you. It's entertainment to watch, and it's funny, but really, we don't care. We don't need you trying to say you're championing us by doing this. And Jay says they can't talk about replicating anything. They replicate themselves annually in their own sports games, and they don't even fix it. Again, is Madden out so I can go get it so I can see if that glitch is still in there? And if it is, EA is getting a long and angry letter from me via our website. I need that glitch to be gone. That's another one they stole. Remember, we were talking about that a few months ago. They have a lawsuit against them for the guy that says he created Madden, and they didn't pay him anything. Just saying, EA, really?
EA is the devil. Is totally 100% the devil.
What you got, Ginger?
I don't know. I just got some weird message. Anyways, No, it's from my computer, too.
It's not from your digital husband.
No, he's the worst. Apple, the most valuable company in history. Apple has surpassed juggernauts like Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway, Microsoft, Google, and others as the most valuable company in history.
I heard that.
That's awesome. The company responsible for the iPad and iPhone, which is utter crap, has reached a world record valuation of $623 billion today, making it the most valuable company in history. This beats out Microsoft's 1999 record of $620.58 billion. The figures were not adjusted for inflation, so it's still up for at least some debate. Apple's next play for world domination will be the release of the iPhone 5 crap, the possibility of iPad crap.
iPhone phone crap.
Of Apple TV crap. a company that made money off of software. 30% of its cut from app sales from its iOS crap storefront certainly haven't hurt its bottom line. Droid. Right. Join the resistance. Droid. That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
It's not the mobile phone you're looking for.
It is the mobile phone you're looking for. You just say iPhone is not the mobile phone you're looking for. This iPhone is not the mobile phone you were looking for. You know what, Droid? You should grab that.
They should. They totally should.
That would be the most kick-ass commercial ever. You have somebody holding the iPhone and someone come up. And it should be Ewan McGregor. He said, this is not the cell phone you were looking for. Droid. And then hand him a droid. Come on.
That's so gotta be so hot. I love that idea. Let's do that. Seriously, that'd be like the most epic commercial ever.
Mm-hmm. Samuel Jackson could be in it. Of course, he's not working for iPhone. Samuel, really?
I love my droid. My droid is so awesome. My iPhone gave me so much crap. I mean, like, from the first day, I wanted to throw the darn thing in the trash. It was that much of a headache.
Well, let me tell you the comparison here, ironically.
My droid may give me a headache every once in a while, but it still kicks my Apple's
It's apple-shaped honey. When I was in Austin a few weeks ago, and of course I'm in the car with my cousin who has an iPhone, and we were at a gas station where the internet went out, okay? Uh-huh. And we were trying to find another gas station, and of course she's speaking to Siri. Siri, find the gas station, and Siri near you. But you know what she was picking up? Was gas stations that we had passed like 20 miles ago. And then I pick up my droid. I don't have to say droid. I just say find gas. I got like 20 listings, including the one we were at, the one across the street, one 10 miles down the road, another one two blocks over.
Exactly. I mean, if anything, because I use that all the time, because when I go out of town, I use that. I use my phone as my GPS.
Yes.
And I'll do that. Find such and such. And it will. I went to, where did I go recently? Up to Chicago. Mm-hmm. Chicago's the weirdest place ever. It's like Hotel Black Hole. I'm not kidding.
I keep hearing that.
We were like half a block from this hotel, and I was like, where the hell is this thing? I can't see it. I was looking for, they usually have signs, great big signs.
Nope.
Had to trust my phone, because we went down this drive, and I was like, no, there's no way. Oh, hey, look. There it is.
There be a hotel. Huh?
My GPS on my phone on my Android has never let me down. I mean, if anything, it gives me too many choices because it'll show me hotels everywhere.
Yes, their GPS is awesome. I gotta give Google. Well, you know what? You think about it, Google and they were the first people to create the map, so it would stand to reason they would be better at it then.
No, and I love it because I can see the reviews that other people have given and everything. It's all right there. I mean, it's the telephone number and everything. I can click.
You know what I really love now, and I don't really like the street view feature for the simple fact of, it makes it too easy for you to find people's mm-hmm. address. But I also love the fact of, especially somebody like me, I get lost easily. I'll be standing like, okay, where's the building? Because, obviously there's an address. But in Texas, because we the hurricanes, winds, addresses get rubbed off of things. If you click the street view on my Droid, I don't know about yours, I can actually then see, okay, this is the building. And I go, oh, right there.
Yes, I love that because it does. It shows the building. And I'm like, that makes it so much easier.
Yeah, then I'm not.
Especially, if I do find one that the road has been worked on, it's a little bit off, I can actually look at the picture. I'm like, all right, so I'm here, and it's supposed to be over there because there's that tree or there's that sign. Oh, hey, look, there it is.
That is all kinds of hotness. Droid. All right, you Hulu people. I don't know if you really care about this because I know a whole lot of people that hate themselves from Hulu. They are revamping their page. Yeah, they revealed yesterday, or actually today, a completely overhauled website. It's supposed to focus on the rich library of content from major broadcast stations and notable cable networks. Of course, you will not find True Blood there. Or maybe you will. I don't really know. As you can see, or if you are pop over to their page, the page's episode art ditches the darker boxes to favor a wider image so that it doesn't look so blocky. They also got rid of the countless video thumbnails, plugging popular episodes, clips, and shows, which people were saying you can't really find anything new that way. Instead, the company is implementing a new tray style format for videos based on a common theme. So the first of these is Shows You Watch Tray, followed by Popular This Week and Going Viral Trays. Beyond that,
that is cool. I like that.
Yeah, now each tray has a common theme, similar to how Netflix groups its video recommendations. For example, they've added a kids themed tray as well as SNL presidential skits tray. The design also has much in common with the new, formerly referred to as Metro, Windows 8 tiles user interface. We're all biting off of the Windows. I know I am. The company, which mentions viewing the new Hulu homepage design in the Internet Explorer web browser at the might even have worked with Microsoft, they're saying, on some of the new designs, such a move wouldn't be unprecedented either, as digital magazine service Pulse News recently worked with the tech giant for its new web-based desktop reader. And while the new design is definitely a step in the right direction for Hulu, it might have a little effect because a memo recently resurfaced that suggests Hulu will soon lose its competitive advantage of getting a prime time television content relatively soon after it airs on traditional television.
Who's getting that advantage then? If they're going to, I mean, is somebody else picking it up, or are they just losing it in general? That's what I'm.
Well, they don't really say.
If somebody's picking it up, then hey, cool. I want to know who that is. But I mean, if they're just losing it altogether, then that's not cool.
Well, it doesn't say. Let me see. No. They don't really say. I don't think anybody's pulling it up. They just said they're planning to kill the current TV season advantage for Hulu is pretty much it.
Well, that's not cool because that happens to be one of the reasons why we like them.
There's also saying that, Hulu's a joint venture by News Corp, which is Fox, NBC Universal, Disney, ABC, and Providence Equity. And the three of them are going to be buying Providence out, so they'll get more say over everything, but they are not going to do the current TV season thing. I'm guessing because they're probably going to want to put it on their own sites. They said, they're saying they might license some things to YouTube. Which, of course, would, you know, make Hulu irrelevant. It used to be that way anyway. They said there's no more content parity, so ABC.com and Fox.com will be able to hold back certain content to differentiate their own sites, from Hulu, which was entitled to everything on the network sites. They're also doing what they're calling super distribution rights, which Hulu retained to syndicate content to third-party sites like Yahoo and AOL. This will now revert back to Disney and News Corp. And Fox Corp also wants to increase 4 ads per commercial pod on Hulu, which is going to kill them. They want to increase to 4 ads per commercial pod. This is not going to go over well because people are already pissy because they still have to – even if they have a premium account, they still have to – they still have the ads.
No, see, that's not cool. No, because if I pay for premium, I don't want ads.
That's how everybody feels. I don't mind watching an ad or two because, you know, like I said, it forces me to get up and move away from the computer. But if I was paying, I wouldn't want the ads there.
Yeah. Speaking of, just reminded myself of that. But who was it? Penny Arcade was doing away with the ads, right, on their website?
Yeah, that's why they did the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
There was another website who already did that. I'm not going to name the names because I don't like them. But there was another gaming website that did that. But they didn't do the Kickstarter. They offered a premium account. And you paid something like $20 a year to see no ads on their website. And I paid because I used their website for gaming information back in the day.
Hey, Ginger. Remember that little game you played, City of Steam?
Yes.
Well, I think I can share this without getting into any trouble. We might be getting a little bit of an exclusive to share with you all out there.
Yay! That's so awesome. I love their alpha. I've got to write about it. I know I do.
And good morning to you, lovely gents over at City of Steam. Thank you for the lovely email this morning that I just managed to see.
Thank you. Thank you. Your game is beautiful. I loved it. I didn't have one complaint about it at all. And it's an alpha. It's an alpha. Not one complaint. I couldn't find one bug. Nothing.
It's hot. The screenshot's beautiful. I want to play. So, we have a little bit of...
I'm going to put together the footage today. All right. So, Riot Games claims domain from a porn company. There's so much porn. All right, League of Legends maker Riot Games has managed to wrestle a web domain from a porn company. The URL leagueoflegends.co relied heavily on user error to lure unsuspecting surfers to its dark and saucy doors. I need to know, were there midgets? Anyways, Riot Games won its illegal dispute against the owner of leagueoflegends.co, a domain that redirected users looking for the official site of the multiplayer online battle arena League of Legends to a porn site. LeagueOfLegends.co was originally registered in July 2010 by Colombia's country code domain .co, but Riot found out about the domain and filed a complaint earlier this August with the World Intellectual Property Organization. The domain now lists the site as owned by Riot Games and has marked as a matter that has been terminated on the World Intellectual Property Organization's website. Riot has another domain complaints with World Intellectual Property Organizations to remove League of Legends porn.com. The current operators of that site call it the future home of something cool. We'll call it the future home of something effed up.
You know what? I had the same issue when we first started. There was someone very close to the name Gamenatrix that was running a porn site. You know what? I did not care at all because, you know what? People would also come to us mistaking us for the porn site. It helped us a lot.
Come on. You want to see some porn? I'll show you some porn. I'll make you some pixel porn.
We did. I remember getting, the first year, I remember getting letters from people going, I came to your site and it said it was porn, blah, blah, blah. I don't even see it. I was like, oh, really? I'm so sorry. Look around some more. Maybe you'll find it.
Look around. Maybe we just hit it.
It might be in this section. Did you check under the one that says games? Yeah, I didn't have any complaints. Yeah. None whatsoever. That was
my God.
We love the traffic. Man, I wish they were still there. Then when the guy decided to drop it, he asked me if I wanted to buy from him, and we did. But I'm almost tempted to put up a porn site there just to confuse some people.
Be all pixel porn.
There you go.
all pixel porn. Yeah, baby.
Pixel porn, baby. Is it be my turn? It be my turn.
It does be your turn, yes.
It be my turn. Okay. More juicy news. Okay. Sony is closing up their Liverpool studio.
Oh, no. Why are they doing that?
Well, according to Eurogamer, the studio was working on a dramatically different Wipeout. Remember that game?
It does sound familiar.
Used to be in the arcade. You can still find some of them in the arcade, but it's like a hovercraft kind of car, and you drive it in this thing that kind of looks like a roller coaster track, but you can almost, you know, it can go all over the track. It's not attached to the track.
Yeah.
Or like a water slide, and you would play. Mm-hmm. Anybody out there remember this? Find the video for Gender. But they were working on it for the next PlayStation console. It has been in production for over a year, and it was supposed to be very far along. They were also told, or Eurogamer was also told by a different source, that a title using L.A. Noir-style motion capture centered around gangsters was also in the works. Sony has issued an official statement confirming the closure of Studio Liverpool, and they said, as part of SCE Worldwide Studios, we do regular reviews to ensure the resources that we have can create and produce high-quality, innovative, and commercially viable products in an increasingly competitive marketplace. He says, as part of the process, we have reviewed and assessed all current and planned projects for the short and medium term and have decided to make some changes to our European studios. It has been decided that Liverpool should be closed. Liverpool has been an important part of SCE Worldwide Studios since the outset of PlayStation and have contributed greatly to PlayStation over the years. Everyone connected with Liverpool Studio, past and present, can be very proud of their achievements. However, it was felt that by focusing our investment plans on other studios that we are currently working on exciting new projects, we would be in a stronger position to offer the best possible content for our consumers. Our Liverpool facility will continue to operate, housing a number of other vital WWS and SCEE departments. This should not take anything away from the great work WWS are doing and the incredible games and services that we have made and continue to make. In other words, all you bitches need to find a new job now.
she said it, folks.
That's what they're saying. I hate when they get wordy. Just put the freaking memo out that said, all you bitches are fired, and there.
All you bitches be fired.
Yeah, that's pretty much what they said. They're not even telling the people, hey, your jobs are safe, or we're offering a severance package. And I imagine that they don't think that that's necessary. But, yeah, you don't need to tell us that, but at least say, you know, all of our Liverpool family will be well taken care of, because it looks better to investors, since everybody's concerned with your investors. But, ugh.
I don't know. All right, where to go? Okay, we heard about this yesterday first from, who was it? Anyways, RIP Nintendo Power magazine shutting down after 24 years.
What? Joe was about that yesterday. He told us it ain't so. I said, honey, it's so. Sorry.
Yeah. It looks like Nintendo Power, one of the longest-running video game publications, is shutting down. For more than 23 years, the publication has offered monthly coverage of the Nintendo gaming ecosystem. In 2007, Nintendo stopped publishing the magazine and shifted responsibilities to Future Publishing. As first reported by Ars Technica, the venerable brand is preparing to shut down after Nintendo and Future decided not to renew a publishing contract. According to Ars Technica's source, Nintendo seemed uninterested in taking over publication of the magazine themselves or in creating more digital initiatives to prolong the health of the brand. Oh, I'm sorry, folks. So it looks like it's over. It's done. They're out. But seriously, why was this even still around? I mean, Nintendo's not the main go-to console anymore for, you know, heavy gaming anymore, unfortunately.
This is very, very true.
If it was, then yeah, I could see they would keep this open, but it's not. So what's the point?
What Nintendo needs to work on, and oh my God, I suddenly have a strange craving for glazed donuts, so I know where I'll be going after the show. But anyway...
Girl, I don't like you, because now I want donuts. I was wanting donuts last night.
I'm sorry, just right then, I could taste them. You ever have something, you could just taste it. I could taste it very clearly, just like,
Jen has been kicking her butt on the treadmill. No, donut.
You can have one donut.
I know, we went hiking Saturday and walked past a donut store, and it was early in the morning, and they were cooking them, and it smelled so good, and I was like,
so tasty. I'm going to get my whatever.
Yeah, because we hike, and we always end up finding somewhere to eat breakfast, but we choose somewhere healthy-ish, and donuts healthy.
You know what I have subscribed to as far as, I try to mostly eat healthy, but when I don't, I try to make sure that those are the only calories I have for the day. Like, you know, it's hard, but you can do it. Like, if you eat a slice of, you know, a whole pizza, which I have been known to, I know how many calories are in that pizza, and I know that might be my whole calorie count for the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what I do.
Nothing else.
Yeah, I don't eat anything else. That's all I'm going to eat, and the rest of it's going to be, you know, water and some fruit and, you know, stuff like that that's actually good for me. So if you're going to eat bad, then you got to make sure you balance it.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, by the way, Ginger, I have some things for you. Did you all know that Ginger, all of us actually are really starting to get decent with the fashion design? So
I'm working on it. Some of my stuff is still questionable, but...
Well, I got to tell you, looking at Pop Sugar's website, they got some things they put out you might want to take a look at that might go along with that shirt you've been working on. Just saying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you might want to do some of these here things.
These here things.
You might want to do some of these things that I see here. I'll share them with you later. The rest of you, you need to listen to Pixinista every Tuesday night.
Yes. We've started making clothes. I mean, of course, you know, Corey and I were, well, Corey more than I, was making baby shoes. And I still tinker with it, but I'm not very good at it. But I got some mesh stuff, and now we're making mesh dresses and shirts as well.
She is much better at that than I. Of course, I have not actually attempted anything yet because I'm nervous.
And I know when you do, mine will look like a little kid playing in paint or something.
Oh, you're sweet. I'm going to bite your bum when I see you again. Okay.
She's going to bite my bum.
Because she likes it.
I might.
All right, some of you lovely people out there love you some politics like nobody's business. I just want to tell you, it's all good. It's good to like the politics, and now you have one place to look at it.
Oh, yeah? Where's this?
YouTube.
YouTube for politics? Really?
Yeah. Well, they're not just, you know how people just kind of post up videos. This is actually a hub that they've created, and it's called the YouTube Elections Hub. It has the latest political videos all the way through November 6th, big election. So you can now watch all of the live speeches from the floor of the upcoming Republican and Democratic National Conventions. You can see Google Plus Hangouts with power brokers behind the scenes. We will not be there because that is not our thing. If they start talking about games, you best believe I'm on the first flight. And also you can watch a live stream of the official presidential and vice presidential debate. Olivia Ma, who's a YouTube news manager, wrote in a blog post she announced the hub. She says you won't need to go anywhere else for must-watch moments of this election cycle, which is very smart of them. She says ultimately the elections hub could be pretty handy for any political watchers who want access to all political ads, gaffes, and apologies we'll see through the campaign season. There are also videos featuring reporting and analysis from outlets including ABC News, Al Jazeera English, BuzzFeed, Larry King, The New York Times, The Wall Street Journal. It is so clean. You know how Facebook, well, not Facebook, but YouTube always looks messy to me. Is anybody else? Mm-hmm. It's like a hot mess to me, even though they've cleaned it up a lot.
Yeah.
You go to look for videos and things, I was like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be seeing. This here little hub is so clean.
That's awesome. I'm going to have to check that out.
So gorgeous. I like it. It also keeps a count. For those of you who like numbers like we do here, you can see how many people have watched. And it's just neat. It's very clean. I gotta say, I be impressed. And, of course, we're keeping our eye on the elections because, you know, every once in a while they try to slip one by us like Hillary did when she was running a few years ago. She tried to slip in the game saying, and that's when we went after her. And that's probably why she dropped it like it was a bad habit. She dropped it like it was hot. We didn't hear any more about that games business. We don't play around. So the rest of you need to keep it quiet. You mention our games, we're coming after you. But it's very clean. I am quite impressed. I know I keep saying that, but it really is impressive how neat and clean it is. I'll tell you what it looks like.
Yeah, because PayPal. YouTube is usually a nightmare.
It is very much a nightmare to try to navigate. But this actually looks like, if you've ever seen the iPad version of YouTube, it's very clean. This is kind of like what they borrowed the layout from, the iPad version. Everything's right there if you're looking for something. Nice. Good job, YouTube.
Nice. Very nice. All right. And now you'll know why I was saying PayPal.
Because you were looking at a PayPal stuff?
I was. PayPal eyes 7 million retail locations and Discover deal. That's interesting. Online payments provider PayPal will gain access to millions of physical stores in the United States under an agreement with Discover Financial Services. Under the deal unveiled on Wednesday, PayPal will issue payment cards to its more than 50 million active users in the United States next year. The cards will let PayPal users buy from merchants that already use Discover Network, a payment network with more than 7 million U.S. retail locations. PayPal, a unit of eBay, is expanding into the physical world in search of new opportunities. In the past year, the company has signed up more than 15 retailers, including Home Depot and Office Depot, to accept PayPal payments in their stores. According to PayPal, adding PayPal to Discover's network is a big boost for the initiative. It's a big step for both companies. This would provide a ready-made route for PayPal to get into the most card-accepting retail establishments in the U.S. I like this. I need to know, though. Since I live in a small town, am I going to be able to use PayPal at Walmart?
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you already use your PayPal at Walmart?
My PayPal card, but those of you who don't know, you can get a PayPal actual debit card. You have to, of course, connect it to some bank account. But bank account has it connected to.
Yeah, I've got one. I'm curious whether or not I can actually use my PayPal money,
You mean like go straight to PayPal and type in your information?
Well, no, just like have a PayPal debit card, whatnot.
You never tried to use it?
No.
I have. I use mine at Walmart all the freaking time. That's how somebody, they tried to ID theft me, but PayPal caught them. They were like, we know this is not possible, but we thought we'd call you. We see that you're at the Walmart shopping, and somebody else is at another Walmart 200 miles away.
Yeah, it's not me.
So which one of them is you? I was like, well, where are they? Because I'm in Houston. They're like, they're in Dallas. Well, that's not me.
See, that's awesome.
Thanks, PayPal, for watching out for me.
And they do. They really do. Any issues I've had have been settled really easily and really quickly through
they
them.
They do have great customer service, PayPal.
They do.
So long as you do what you're supposed to. Okay, I know some of you were thinking this the very second you were made aware of what the cloud was, you were thinking, I could put some porn in that. And Microsoft says, mm-mm. They said no, they will not let you store porn in your cloud. Of course, there's other cloud services like Dropbox, Google Drive, and SugarSync. And they are, of course, quickly changing how consumers deal with content on a daily basis. But being able to access your photos, movies, and all that stuff is important at any time on any device. It can, of course, help with organizing your life. It does help me. And it seems like an easy sell, right? You pay a fee.
Yeah.
And you got the cloud storage. But while these services promise a storage nirvana, each company has its own set of policies and restrictions that determine what you can and cannot store there. None is more restrictive than Microsoft's SkyDrive. According to VentureBeat, the first two parts of Microsoft's Windows Live Code of Conduct actually govern SkyDrive, and it says you will not upload, post, transmit, transfer, distribute, or facilitate distribution of any content, including text, images, sound, video, data, information, or software, or otherwise use the device in any way that A, depicts nudity of any sort, including full or partial human nudity, or nudity in non-human forms, such as cartoon, fantasy art, or manga, and B, incites, advocates, or expresses pornography, obscenity, vulgarity, profanity, hatred, bigotry, racism, and gratuitous violence. The code of conduct is much larger than what I just read, but already this list has some serious issues. From the looks of it, you can't store nude or partially nude drawings. Sorry, you artistic people, your favorite legally purchased adult porn movie cannot be stored there because Bugs Bunny wears no clothes. He's off limits too, possibly. Note that this applies to anything you upload to your SkyDrive, including your private files. And another issue is SkyDrive is connected to your Microsoft account. So if Microsoft suspects your SkyDrive, you may lose any access to any connected Outlook or Office software or Windows Phone. Wait, or Windows Phone, or your Xbox 360.
No, I don't like this.
Another problem, Microsoft is pushing you to use SkyDrive in the new Windows 8 and Office 2013. It is deeply embedded into the Windows 8 operating system. Also, in the new version of Office, the default for saving files is now SkyDrive instead of your local hard drive. Microsoft is making it incredibly easy to save and use the cloud, but what happens if you write a story with too many swear words in it and you save it on the SkyDrive? Like myself, we do a little writing here. Sometimes we throw a few bad words in. I write a little fiction, might write a little erotica stuff, and I can't save it on the cloud. Windows Phone 7.2 has an option to automatically upload any pictures you take to the private folder on your SkyDrive.
See, I don't like that because Google Plus has been doing the bullshit too, and I'm like,
Daytime. That's not a daytime word. You can also take a bedroom photo of your significant other, let's say, and your phone uploads it automatically, and you are technically violating Microsoft policy without even trying. Microsoft was asked about its code of conduct and why the heck its policies were so strict. They've also been asked why so many things weren't permitted. They've said the spokesperson refused to be specific. They were very vague when asked questions about their policies. They said, with 60 million SkyDrive customers in more than 100 countries, Microsoft works hard to keep SkyDrive available around the world as a trusted place for people to store personal data. It's not personal if you're going to view it and then tell me I can't put it up there.
I know.
In order to do this, they said, we've built SkyDrive with respect to the privacy of our users while also ensuring it is not used for illegal activities such as distribution of child pornography. As a general practice, we do not comment on internal processes. However, we have strict internal policies in place to limit access to users' data, and we have advanced mechanisms to ensure users abide by our code of conduct. For example, we pioneered automatic scanning for child pornography through the Photo DNA project, now used by other industry leaders. Any content we find to be in violation of our code of conduct is subject to removal, and in rare cases can lead to temporary or permanent shutdown of an account. We understand no system is perfect. That's why we're constantly improving our ability to ensure the privacy, security, and availability of our users' data around the world. That's great.
I want to put up pictures. Come on.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where this can epically fail. Parents, how many of you parents out there have taken a picture of your child? They're wearing a diaper.
That's okay, yeah.
You post it. It automatically gets uploaded to SkyDrive.
Uh-oh.
SkyDrive scans and views this as child pornography. And literally, it is just you know, mommy, daddy taking a picture of baby running around in the diaper doing something funny.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
This can go horribly awry, Microsoft.
Yeah.
Now, while I am all for the child pornography thing, then why don't you get with the FBI and try to help them locate the child pornography rings?
Exactly.
In a different way. This is probably not the best way to go about it. This opens a door for a whole lot of getting in trouble. I know I have some pictures of Baby Natrix, you know, with the coffee cup wearing diaper. I think she was like one. And because it's cute and her expression on her face looks like she had been drinking coffee and her eyes are real big, like, ee! You know. But it's an adorable picture. But if it ended up on SkyDrive, I could go to jail. We're not just talking about you shutting down an account. We're talking about jail.
That's not cool.
Yeah, and it's my own kid, so...
Yeah. I remember, I mean, hell, I'm 30, and I remember people throwing a fit because my mom took a picture of me. Well, you can see my little bottom. I'm laid on top of a truck because I had a diaper rash.
Well, yeah, a lot of parents, used to be a common picture. Remember people used to put their baby, you know, they'd be chest down and they're kind of posing and you can see the little bottom. And it's only because they're so cute. It's when they're bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's,
yeah. I had a little bonnet on, but yeah, otherwise I was like butt naked.
Yeah, it's cute for the parents. I understand.
And this was back in the 80s, and somebody threw a fit at my mom over it. Oh, my God.
Well.
I'm behind. I'm 30 now. I said, I don't care, dude. It was a cute picture.
It's adorable. It's Pinchy with ginger spots on his pinches.
Yes, yes, because my little bottom is adorable, yes.
But the thing is, a lot of people may be going to jail. What if somebody uses this in the wrong way? You know, some malicious parent, you know, can come along and say, oh, she has pornography on, you know, so-and-so, and it is just a picture of the baby.
This is true. And Jay, I totally agree with you. He says, crackdowns on the cloud? Well, I hope that applies to the bathroom model photos with girls doing the duck face. Girls doing the duck face? Please stop. That is not cute. I don't know why. I don't know why you guys keep doing that.
Hilarious.
If you don't have the big poopy lips, you don't have big poopy lips. It's okay. You're still beautiful.
I don't. I'm fine with my lips. And I saw what my lips would look like. I said, I will never be getting a collagen injection. I had an allergic reaction to something. Ironically, this was during Star Wars, Phantom Menace. I remember this vividly. The night it came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened. I don't even remember touching my face, but my lips started to swell. I had an allergic reaction to something. And I saw what my lips look like, big and poofy. Mm-mm. There'll be no collagen injection.
Mm-mm. No, no, no. I mean, I got decently filled out lips, and they're just fine the way they are. No, no collagen. No, thank you.
Mm. What you got, Ginger Bean?
I've got a game that I haven't played in ages, and I think it's coming to Facebook. Requiem, Memento Mori, hitting world's biggest social network. Dark fantasy MMO haunting Facebook in later this month. I don't know if you played Requiem, but at the time it was Requiem Bloody Nightmare or something was the first one. And it was supposed to be the scariest MMO ever. No, I laughed. I giggled. The blood spray was just over the top. All right, so anyways, Gravity Interactive, a publisher of exciting massive multiplayer online role-playing games, unveiled some additional details for the upcoming Facebook launch of the popular dark fantasy MMO Requiem Memento Mori. September is ready to trump October as the spookiest month of the year. Players can head to playrequiem.com. to get a glimpse of the game before the official launch next month. Yes, I have this up on GameMatrix.com, by the way. Requiem Memento Mori is not like other Facebook games. It's a fully immersive 3D MMORPG, a dark fantasy theme with enough blood, violence, and nudity to garner an M rating from the ESRB. Since its launch in June 2008, it has gathered a dedicated community of both hardcore and casual gamers on Warp Portal. With the launch of new Facebook edition of Requiem, a whole new community with a macabre game will bloom as more players discover Requiem for the first time.
Is it macabre?
I don't know. Anyway,
I have a word issue this morning.
Oh, I was like, I know this word. Anyways, to prepare for the Facebook launch, the game developers took a long look at Requiem's introduction and have made numerous changes all the way from level 1 starting areas to the cap of level 85. The Facebook edition of Requiem also introduces a new type of party challenge, Chast Sanctum, as an instant dungeon intended for multiple players to enter, socialize in, and grab treasure while completing quests that take them deeper into the haunted catacombs, where the most horrifying monsters yet will appear. Okay, seriously, this game is fun, but don't buy into the whole hype of that it's the scariest, spookiest game you'll ever play. It's not. All right, at midnight, monsters come out. Ooh, they're not that bad. They weren't that scary. The blood splatter, and I want to say this is one of the first games to use ragdoll physics for MMO back in the day, because I remember that being a big deal that they pushed.
I don't know if it was them. I know City of Heroes had added in ragdoll physics, and it was a big deal. And so yeah. they may have been one of the two. I just don't remember.
And I played it. It's not a bad game. I was just upset. I wanted to be scared, and because they talked about how bloody and gory and scary this game was going to be, it would give you nothing.
Blood and gore is not always scary.
I know. The monsters weren't scary. I was like, really? All right. I wanted, like, monsters to, like, come out of, like, the mist. No, they're just random monsters. They wandered on, you know, the monster trail, more or less, and I was like, no, I want this to come out of like nowhere. I want them to spawn randomly right behind me.
The monster trail.
Well, you know, monsters have a path. They have a pathing system.
Yes, we know. See, Ginger, you're spending too much time with me.
they have a pathing system. So I knew where they were, and they weren't scary. It wasn't spontaneous. So I was like, pop up behind me. I want you to, like, jump me from behind and, like, try to rip my throat out or something. Something, no. I was like, oh, hey, look, it's some mutant deer with great big antlers that have, like, faces on the end.
Ooh. Like, ooh. Not, man, I want some donuts, like, in the worst way. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I got to stop this. I think I'm having a junk food binge thing or something going on. All right. And I have mascara in my eye. Yay. Okay, so let me tell you about Robot Rising while I read this with one eye. Yeah. Okay, so Robot Rising is currently in beta on Facebook. They're saying after months of closed beta testing with thousands of you out there, Stomp Games is announcing that they have opened their sci-fi themed action RPG for Facebook to the public, striving to elevate the quality bar of browser games to console production levels and increase the appeal to a wide range of players. Robot Rising combines the best of premier game development talent with world-class online know-how for an approachable and addictive experience. This is real-time combat, 3D graphics, role-playing, strategy, questing, and loot gathering are game features more commonly known on PC console gaming platforms. Robot Rising has been designed to appeal to the standards of players on these high-end platforms, as well as the standards of players who favor different types of games on Facebook. According to recent information released by Facebook, more than 235 million people play games on Facebook every month. Stomp Games aims to expose this massive audience to a whole new premium gaming experience with Robot Rising. Yeah, I don't know. There is a video. Yeah, there's a video that we will share with you guys on Facebook, not Facebook, but on Twitter, and probably Facebook as well, where you can check it out, see if you like it, let us know what you think. We'll also pop it up on, I will pop it up on all of our networks there, so if you feel like taking a look, yeah.
Okay.
I'll put it on Google Plus too, because that's how we roll.
That is how we roll. All right, so.
We got 2 minutes. Can you squeeze it in there?
I might be able to. Game developer uses Sweden's Twitter account to confront sexism and misogyny
mm-hmm.
in the game community. The official Twitter feed for the country of Sweden, @Sweden, is being handled this week by Nasir Akuhri, a game developer who describes himself as homeopathic Swede that develops games for a living. Sweden has a policy of letting its citizens guest star every week to speak their minds. That's cool. While doing this removes control of the Twitter account and can lead to it tweeting some pretty over-the-top statements that don't necessarily represent the interests of the Swedish government or its citizens, it certainly sparks some interesting conversations. Al-Khoury has decided to use his time at the helm of the feed to criticize sexism within the game community. I'm not only a game dev, but a gamer as well. That said, I don't feel particularly welcome in the community. Gamers got issues.
Girl. Yeah, your time is almost up.
Yeah. All right, so anyways, gamers tend to be racist, misogynist, and rather unpleasant overall. So anyways, this is awesome. It's over on GamePolitics.com. Go read it. He's got some awesome things to say and things we really should think about.
Amen. All right, ladies, lovely ladies and gents out there listening, this is going to do it for us. We'll see you guys tomorrow, bright and early. You can find us here at GameAndHX.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. All day, every day. See you guys later. Bye. Go, Ginger, go.
Yeah, when I first saw you eating those dots in that maze, I knew you were no ordinary yellow circle.
Baby, I'm in love with you.
Mean, colorful ghosts will try to stop you, but you just keep on eating those dots.
Ginger?
Later, boys and girls.
And that is why I love you.
Oh, no.